With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This College Football Picks Week 9 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. WinBet is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Colby rapidly putting his phone into airplane mode. I hope. God, we haven't
joining
brought you
us
on
in yeah, studio. Please. Colby Dan, aka the Dan to Base.
I wouldn't know anything about airplanes, guys. I've been in a car for a few months.
Colby, you may want to turn down the brightness on your laptop. You're getting that nice. I know it is a spooky season, but you're getting a you're getting a ghouly look, and I've been guilty of it as well because the laptop. When the brightness is jacked up,
blue light's not great for our beautiful complexion. I will say that.
I like you looking out for the for me as a fellow Irishman with the you know skin problems.
Ryan, people are checking in the YouTube chat, and of course, no audio. So
it looks Colby can validate the audio looks good. Maybe we're having you some YouTube issues. I'll try to check while you guys talk about stuff. Maybe you can talk about how I went.
Love that name.
Maybe you can talk about how I went 5-1 in the six pack last week, employing a little bit of a strategy of fade Colby, a little bit of a strategy of agree with Colby.
I don't know if you guys saw Tally Sites rankings. I was number one for the week with a nice 20 point dog on the money line. I gave away New Mexico.
Yeah, let's get into the tout season right now. After a strong week by Ryan, 8-5, everyone is officially over 50%. Colby still leading the pack with 54. Kramer locks at 75%. I'm hitting my dogs at 43%. That is a pretty sweet 67% on my bonus locks, 50% on the regular. And coming off another pretty solid week, 7-6 for me, 8-5 for Kramer dog. Colby bringing up the rear, 5-8, but you know, you had a bit of a lead.
Well, you know, look,
Colby still has not hit a money line dog on the show, and that's because you're usually giving out, you know, massive dogs.
Well, Colby. And then the one week I don't give out a massive dog, I try to get cute. But on the college experience, I said take New Mexico on the money line, 20 point dogs.
Yeah.
Take ULM 14 point dogs against South Alabama. They hit, Sean. I'm doing great over here.
Oh man. So a lot to get to. Of course, we're back from Vegas Friday night. Kramer and I were getting down on some college action, hanging out with the Bowser and at the sports book there.
College football action.
Legend.
We were getting down on college football action.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know who's listening.
Okay.
We weren't getting down on college action.
Oh, you're right. That is, well, I guess if they're legal age, but we're both married. Anyway, Colorado State -3. They get off to a nice start. They're up, and then they start unraveling. And instead of just packing up, walking away, I hedge. Well, not even hedge. I just bet it again. I chase rather -3 on the second half, even going bigger on that. And that ended up covering. It was Utah State 26, Colorado 24. It was a crazy game for the second half spread, which I feel like I was the only guy on it.
Adazio, baby.
Yeah. Listen, woo! Listen to the College Football Experience. I told you, take the under on Adazio.
Adazio.
Well, our boy Stone, aka Stone Lebanowitz, told me to get on Colorado State -3, but he also, his big play was this 10-point three team teaser, which all three legs hit. So congrats to you, Stone, for introducing the 10-point teaser.
Legend.
And getting us off to a nice start there. Here we go. Talking college football. And of course, we are presented by The Win. That's right, The Win betting app, The Win sports book. Of course, if you want to get involved in, get down on some college action, you got to do it over at The Win. Head over to WYNNBET.com to start winning today. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Oh, that's just, love that energy, Win. Got a sweet match, max wager match thing going on. Basically, you risk $750, you get $1,500 as a free bet. You can also do smaller amounts, but why would you want to do that? You're betting with the best, AKA WynnBET. And of course, new users, bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. That's right. Head over to WynnBET.com to get started today. LFG.
You didn't have to stop the music, Sean. Every time, it's good.
It does go on for a really long time. It's nice to have Colby in the studio.
You got somewhere to be.
There is talking to Kramer. Mm. When some of these Colby remote shows, we started to notice that his phone, or he was using a microphone, but still the.
Do I still have a lisp?
The lisp was coming through, and Ryan at one point goes, did we just miss this? And did Colby have a lisp the entire time?
there is definitely something. I don't know if it's the beautiful magic of audio compression and the way Colby's voice slots into the paradigm there. But boy, it does pop up. It makes me wonder. Hey. Is there something else going? Did you ever see that movie where the magician had a clone? What if you have a clone and one of you has the list and one of you doesn't?
Yeah, I'm all on board, man. I don't know the movie you're talking about, but I'm on board. All right.
Which is weird because Ryan doesn't watch anything, including the Sopranos prequel, which is like even stuff that he would enjoy.
Have not watched it yet. No. I am two episodes into Squid Games, though. Shout out to Squid Games.
But slowly shout working out to his way through Squid
Games. I'll tell you this though, guys. I really miss God's Eye. Like, I really think me and Patty C were talking about this on the Saturday night college football show. The picks get worse when you don't have God's Eye.
Yeah. And shout out to Brian Reese for helping me out. The Prestige is the name of the movie. So
that was a great movie.
I did find it not amusing, but it was almost magical. It's the same feeling I get when I see a member of my youth soccer team score a goal. When Colby was just heartfelt saying "I'm home" on Twitter.
Oh man,
God's Eye in his purview for the first time. Well,
I know. I could tell Colby was jealous when we were tweeting out photos of God's Eye in action.
Yeah, man. And I heard you had troubles with God's Eye, huh?
No, I didn't have troubles. It's just a pain in the ass.
You got to read that defense.
Every once in a while, it's good for management to come down to the engine room and shovel a little coal.
Yeah, what am I? I get my cuticles all dirty, changing all these channels. Come on,
you make jokes, but Sean, we should probably. Sean stayed a little extra in Vegas.
Yes.
We were talking about the Vegas trip. We hit on the craps story on the recap show. Long story short, won a shitload of money at the craps table. Sean, he went to the Eagles game, horrible time. And then guess what? You stayed a little long in Vegas. Did. How was your extra time in Vegas, Sean?
Me and my dad hit up a sweet diner, Blueberry Hill, and then I went and hung out at the Roman Bass at Caesars. It's very good. Sweated out.
I love it.
I would say 12 different sauna steam rooms, sweated out, three straight days of drinking, and then checked
and 2 weeks of operating God's Eye.
Yes. checked my phone, Southwest, and canceled my flight. Like those. Here's the thing. Southwest canceled my flight. I used to be like a massive Southwest fan, and then they've just fallen apart. I think the last six flights I've had with them have either been delayed or canceled. So instead of just taking it like a bitch and letting them cancel my flight, I immediately got into the cab, talked to three different gate agents until someone let me on a flight to LAX. Two separate people are like, we can't even get you on standby. The system is it's impossible. I go, I've done this exact same thing not 2 months ago. And she's like, no, this new system that we've had for a couple of years, it would not allow it. And then I just went up, like they were literally loading the people on, and I go, I got to get on this flight. My wife will be super pissed. If that's a great customer service thing, if you just say to people, hey, my wife's going to be really mad. Colby's now married. Colby, yes. Use that in your toolkit.
Yes.
I remember I accidentally broke my wife's pressure cooker that we got as a wedding gift. And I just brought it back. And she's like, the warranty, you can't do it. I go, my wife's going to fucking kill me. And they go, okay, that's a good out. Anyway, I just went
it
up.
It has to be a guy you're talking to.
Two separate. No, because the women are like, oh, my husband's an idiot too. Depends on the situation. Now, I just went to two other people. The third guy, I'm like, get me on this flight. And he's just like, yeah, of course we can do that. Like, what the fuck? Fucking Southwest. All right. Enough bitching. Let's get to the picks. Of course, we're brought to you by PropSwap as well. PropSwap.com World Series is, you may want to switch the camera on. World Series is happening, and we are good to go over at PropSwap.com. Promo code SGP. Double up for the World Series. And a perfect time to get in on some futures. Cause it's down to two teams. Not 100% sure what those two teams are. That's why I'm going to check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. They got a $200 DFS thing going on. So make sure you subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast. Hear what is happening in the World Series. South Florida heads to Greenville, North Carolina, Thursday night action. East Carolina, 9.5 point favorite. South Florida, a plus 290 dog. Colby, I'm assuming it's on the six pack because you want to take East Carolina.
Well, it's easy to see a tide turn, Sean. You know what I mean? And what we're seeing here is ECU loses in overtime last week to Houston. That was a game at Houston, fumbled away that win in overtime. But I'm actually seeing a difference in this East Carolina team. We got a top 60 offense. We're in the number 57 currently, but this is improving. And guess what South Florida happens to have?
Great offense.
The 122nd ranked defense. This is in G Vegas. You know, people are going to be going crazy down there in Greenville. Give me the G Pirates Vegas. Minus the points.
Is that an official?
I feel like that's a stretch.
No, it really is.
Did they just rip off Stark Vegas? Stark Vegas sounds way better.
Well, regardless, ECU is look, they're going to a bowl this year, and it starts right here against this horrible South Florida team.
Oh, South Florida is really bad, but they still have the ability to put up points. I'm taking South Florida plus 9.5.
Did South Florida also play in like a 6 hour football game last week? Because that seems like a disadvantage.
That was a lightning delay.
I know, but all still. Right?
The game never kicked off until later.
That's in the handicap.
Look, South
ECU tired.
No, South Florida, though, back to back games, putting up 30 plus points. They let up a ton of points, but they also score a ton of points. I think they backdoor this. 9.5 is a little too high for this ECU defense.
They're the 101 ranked offense, 101st ranked offense. I can't talk. And look, ECU is the offense for ECU has been it's been getting better with each week. Look at the Marshall game. Look at last week. ECU is going to fuck them up, man. They did it last year.
Oh, Sean, we know what to do here, right?
Yeah.
The second I saw this on the sheet, I said, cool, one less game to handicap. We're going to take the other side.
Colby, I get the rap for being the biggest homer on the show, but Colby sneakily is a homer, but with just certain programs spread throughout, it's very picky what he's actually a homer about. But ECU in the six pack, if someone has some advanced stats on those, it's not good.
It has to be underappreciated and gritty. I think. Yeah, I mean, also East Carolina. I mean, legitimately played an overtime game after a long delay. So maybe that affects them.
Greenville, people are going to be partying.
Exactly. South Florida.
ECU is going to roid up.
Fade Colby all day.
The chat knows.
Fade Colby 69 is in the YouTube.
Yeah, I only finished first in tally sites. All right, bring it on, motherfuckers. Bring it on. All right.
He did give you praise. He said you had another 21 point money line dog. He's gonna change his name. I like that. Navy. Ooh, Navy hanging with the Bearcats last week. Cost me, I got down on them in the second half. That was very annoying.
Cincy, what the hell?
Yeah, I thought Cincy, it was like 11, the second half spread. And they were covering for a while. They were up by three, and then they were covering the 14, the 11, or it would have been a push. And then Navy backdoored it there. Tulsa laying 11 at home against Navy. This is a Friday night game. In Tulsa, Navy's a plus 300 dog. You know, I usually like the home team in a big Friday night spot, but don't you need that extra day of practice to get ready for Navy? Colby, what are we doing here?
Oh, Navy all day, man. I was on the 28.5 against them in
Cincinnati.
You
love Navy though.
They're going to sprinkle some on the money line. Mm. I mean, Tulsa's a team that lost at home to UC Davis of the FCS. So yeah, I think Navy can come in here and win this thing. Let's go Midshipmen.
Tulsa has Cincinnati up next week, so I could also see them maybe look ahead spot for Tulsa. I don't know if they're obviously you'd be a little more worried about Cincinnati, but maybe they're up for this Navy game. Either way, it feels like a hair high. I'm with you. I'm going to take Navy plus 11. Kramer.
I mean, again, as soon as I saw this one on the sheet, it's like, oh, Colby's on Navy this week. Navy coming off a Super Bowl. Navy coming off a game where they put in the extra work. They went all in. We saw a couple teams do this last week. Kansas, another one, kind of an all in game. And Navy's good, but
dare we fade Kansas?
Look, I've seen a lot of those videos where a strapping young Navy agent walks into a situation where there's a golden something later on, and they seem to handle it just fine. So. Yeah, long way to get there. Give me Tulsa laying the points.
Yes.
Why are you 5-1 in the six pack?
Easy money right here.
UCF heads to Philadelphia where they are laying 10.5 Saturday morning. Interesting spot here. Temple, a huge dog, plus 320 on the money line. Temple has been pretty bad. Haven't really been the same post Matt Rule. UCF coming off a nice win over Memphis. Is this a get right game for UCF, or are they asleep at the wheel, Colby?
No, they're just going to beat down. Temple's horrible. All right. Temple has the 116th ranked offense, and that includes them playing Wagner and Akron. All right. So they are actually probably one of the bottom five offenses in America. They just lost to South Florida by 20.
Yeah.
They could only put up 14 points on South Florida's horrible defense. I take UCF all day. I don't care who UCF is starting at quarterback. It could be
really.
It could be Sean Jefferson, the old Patriots wide receiver, went to UCF. Doesn't matter. All right, they're gonna lay the points.
Yeah, I'm with you. This Temple team is comically bad. UCF and UCF kind of maybe found a little something with that Memphis win. So
not worried about the sleepy early kick in Philly.
No, they're in the same time zone. All right. UCF minus 10.5. Let's go.
Tell me you're taking Temple.
And it's a noon kick.
Tell me you're taking Temple.
You can't bet on Temple.
Temple's a
I don't like being chalky in this game. Like I was really stoked to get to talk about this game as well. But yeah, you can't bet on Temple. They're horrible.
No. Texas heads down to Waco. Square off against Baylor. Baylor laying 2.5. The Texas Longhorns, a plus 110 dog on the money line. Texas coming off a bye. Baylor maybe looking ahead to TCU. Horns up or horns down, Colby?
Horns up. Mm. They're just a flat out better team. Baylor, it's actually kind of hilarious because Iowa State like more than doubled up the yardage against Baylor. Baylor got the win. It's happened to Baylor twice now where they've lost the yardage battle, got the wins. That means they're not as good as their record. And Texas, I think, might be a little bit better than their record. Give me the Longhorns to take down Baylor in Waco.
This is a trap. I mean, and I think the trap is set for people to take Baylor, right? 2.5. I mean,
Baylor looked really. I mean, Baylor, that win over BYU was really nice. They're also coming off a bye.
Texas is just a team you take when the expectations aren't there. And at the, with the number of 2.5, the books are telling us what they think, which is they really could use some people to take Baylor because maybe they're expecting the Texas money to come in. I'm going to take Texas here. As much as I don't like Sark, this is the kind of game that he wins.
Yeah, I guess the number does feel a little weird. I'll take Texas plus 2.5. Ooh, man, this one all over this. I know Colby is. I can already tell what Colby's going to be on here. Iowa State laying 7 as they head to West Virginia. Of course, I was on Oklahoma State getting 7. Had them on the money line. They almost pulled that out. Iowa State got the win, but didn't get the cover. Now they go to Morgantown. That is always a tough place to play, and they're a 7-point road favorite. I'm still. It's weird. I don't hate this Iowa State team. I look at them every week, and the number seems inflated. Give me West Virginia plus 7 and maybe even a possible sprinkle action here. Colby, I'm guessing you're on West Virginia.
100%,
right?
Man. In Morgantown, look, I get it. Iowa State's, they still could get the win, but getting 7, they win close. They don't have these explosive players that make big differences in these games.
And that Oklahoma State game feels like it's got to take a little something out of them.
Of course, they stormed the field. You know what I mean? And then now they got to go to Morgantown. Couches will be on fire. Give me the Mountaineers plus 7. Neil Brown's seat's a little hot. This is a huge win right here for him. Sprinkle some on the money line, Sean.
They also have Texas on deck. It's not a 9 a.m. kick. It's not a noon kick local. So it's not, unfortunately, it's 2 p.m. or some weird time like that.
Yeah, 11 a.m. our time.
Which isn't ideal, but I think this is just your typical weird road game sandwich spot, right? You have the Oklahoma State, you have the Texas. In between, you have lowly burnt couch West Virginia.
There you go.
Honestly, though, if you're a college age person, West Virginia is one of the places you can have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun to be had in West Virginia. A lot of things okay in West Virginia.
Feels like a hillbillier state.
Yeah, not a lot of rules in West Virginia.
Yeah,
not a lot of teeth either.
Well, that's a different story. With the some of the rules probably lead to that, but.
Florida State coming off my bonus lock, destroyed UMass, even bet them on the second half. That was just that was brutal. Florida State catching 10.5 points as they head to Clemson. And Florida State plus 310. I don't know what's crazier, that Clemson's laying 10.5, or I mean, to me, can Clemson be favored by this much? But do I really want to bet on Florida State?
Clemson hasn't covered once this year. Is that accurate, Colby?
That is correct. They're 0-7 ATS. Pretty amazing.
How do you
right?
not take them?
They are 3-0 at home, and Florida State off a massive win against UMass. I kind of want to just take Clemson, and you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go Clemson. I know it sounds crazy, but maybe this is a chance for them to kind of make up for how bad the season is and you know, take it to a Florida State team, which is really bad this year.
Sean,
so I'm going Clemson minus 10.5.
What do they say about those public dogs? 80% on Florida State.
That's the other reason too. Like Florida State feels like a very square sharp spot, and I want no part of it. Give me Clemson minus 10.5.
Guys, there's only two teams in the nation. I'm trying to find which the second team was. I can't recall right now.
Oh,
that
no,
did not
database.
Score, that have not scored 20 points or more this season in a game. Clemson is one of them. Give me Florida State. I think Norvell's got this thing headed in the right direction all of a sudden. And it's not the UMass game. It's the North Carolina game in Chapel Hill that they won 2 weeks ago that I think has me convinced that they can cover this. So it's Arizona and Clemson, the only two Power Five teams that have not scored 20 points in a regular game. Give me Florida State. Clemson's offense is horrible.
That's a wild stat.
Big Cinco's going to go off. This is his time.
I do feel like I'm just being contrary. I'm just stubbornly going to take Clemson every week because they're going to hit eventually.
All right. We're going to move to the top 25 games. Before we do, I want to shout out predictionstrike.com. Oh man, it is. Imagine if you had a stock market. You guys know the stock market. Well, imagine instead of buying and selling boring stocks, you're buying and sell shares of your favorite professional athletes. Probably should have sold Jalen Hurts after his one good game early on in the season. Those are the kind of decisions you're making over at predictionstrike.com. We have our own a channel now in Slack where people are sharing some prediction strike strategies. And it's a lot of fun. Again, if you like, if you're the guy always refreshing your, you know, your crypto holdings or your stock market, you know, your team hodler, I think you'll really enjoy PredictionStrike.com. Use that promo code SGP. When you deposit, all you got to do is deposit $20. You're in the game and you get a free athlete share. PredictionStrike.com, promo code SGP. Michigan heads to East Lansing where they square off against Michigan State. Michigan Fighting Khakis laying 4.5. When I was doing some prep here for the game, it seems like Harbaugh's actually better. He hasn't been great against Michigan State, but he's actually been worse at home than on the road in Lansing.
Yep.
I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, but he pairs it with a recruiting sleepover, so he's in a good mood.
Him, I mean, that is one of the weirdest stories. Just Google Jim Harbaugh sleepover kicker recruiting. I don't know. I mean,
those keywords shouldn't be put together.
I mean, Ryan, you know, you're the parent of the group here. You have someone in high school and an adult has to sleep over. To me, that's an auto no.
What's funny is
and it's just hilarious that he's doing that to get a kicker. Like what?
If you're even fringe creepy, it's tough because the second like one parent gets a sniff that you might be a little creepy, the whole school knows that you're a little creepy. And that could even just because you don't dress too well. So be careful, Colby. Like a greasy white t-shirt. Coming around. Yeah, no, I think that's there's nothing okay about sleepovers.
I'll be honest, but if Buddy Ryan said, "Colby, I'll come play Tecmo Bowl at your house," when I was 12 years old, I would have been like, "Done deal."
Do they do like sleepover games? You know, like the kicker passes out and Harbaugh's like, you know, drawing up the Sharpie, putting his hand in warm water, hoping he pees the bed.
Colby's Michael Jackson, his Buddy Ryan. Oh, twisted.
All right, let's get into this game.
Jim Harbaugh.
Maybe we just have to suck it up and say that Michigan's pretty good and lay this 4.5. I mean, I don't want to, kind of my textbook, my backbone in these college football predictions is taking home dogs in rivalry games, but it's not at night. And again, for whatever reason, Harbaugh does better in Lansing. I'm going to go Harbaugh here laying 4.5.
It's an early kick, so I think that takes away a little of the potential mystique of the game. As much as I hate it, I think even the number tells you that, like this number where it's at. I know even with Michigan fans, like they're probably scared of this game, and I think a lot of people are going to be square sharping their way into a Michigan State money line. Michigan, a little bit smoke and mirrors. Colby, tell me why they're not smoke and mirrors and why you're taking the points here.
I'm on Michigan State because they can actually look. Ever since Ronnie Bell went out for Michigan, they got no one that can really stretch the field. They have no big play capability. And when I look at Michigan State, they do. They have Kenneth Walker. They have two good wideouts in Reed and Naylor. Connor Hayward related to Iron Hayward as well.
That's why. Anyone that has any, he didn't even make it the Tecmo Super Bowl. He was in the, I think he was in the original Tecmo Bowl.
But look, I honestly think Michigan State's more explosive. They're at home. And I think that's really going to be the difference in the game is that Michigan's like run game is good. But if Michigan State can key on that and make them throw the ball, I think Michigan State is just the better, more talented team.
So Michigan though, three games in a row, two on the road, with 30 plus points. Like I think they have figured out something with this offense, and that's why I'm on Michigan.
Yeah, if you dive into the numbers, you'll see that Michigan State really struggles to stop the run in any capacity, and Michigan's really good at running the ball. So to your point, if they force Michigan to pass the ball, you might be right, but
both these teams could be frauds.
Based on the numbers, Michigan has a massive, like if I was playing DFS, I would be looking to play Michigan's running game, maybe even stacked with their defense, because they're going to be able to run the ball a lot, period. And so I don't like Harbaugh. I don't condone sleepovers with recruiting kickers or kicker recruits, but you do lay the points here.
Michigan
State, don't get trapped.
Michigan State hasn't beat a team with a winning record, but Michigan, the best team they've beaten is Northern Illinois.
That's true. These are all true things. The Big Ten, a little bit of the Pac.
Nebraska, that wasn't, you know.
3-5 though.
Nebraska's crappy.
Big Ten's doing its best Pac-12 impression this year.
Ole Miss, Matty Corral, possible future Eagles quarterback.
Really?
Heads down to Auburn. I don't know where I'm at with the. I don't know if the game translates to the pros.
You want Malik Willis, right? That's your guy.
Yeah, he's fun.
Kenny Pickett, man.
Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Pittsburgh. Local PA kid.
Well,
gritty.
You probably wouldn't have to take him in the first round though. Or do you think Kenny, you think
they're saying he's going to go first round? They think now
that's the thing with quarterbacks. Like they skyrocket at the end. Or 2 weeks ago, it was like a fringe second, third rounder. And then,
well, the difference is like he at least has the ability being a 6 year guy to have the mental like abilities of an NFL quarterback. I think that's where we're seeing some guys. Justin Fields fall short.
Wow, Ryan, how dare you?
By the way, I went and searched our transcript archive place, Sean, and I just typed whiteboard, and it's just all these times of me talking about Justin Fields not being good on the whiteboard. I'll have to do something with that at some point.
Matty Corral, I was right. Ole Miss head down to Auburn. Auburn lay in 2.5. This line moved. Ole Miss catching +120. I mean, I like this Ole Miss team. This seems like the best version of the Kiffin experience that we've seen in a while. And certainly it's going to be a get up spot for Auburn at home, but I don't know. I mean, it's a 7 o'clock kick. So that's a little, you know, it's certainly going to be War Eagle down there in Auburn, but I like Ole Miss as the short dog here. Colby, you with me?
No, I think it's going to catch up at some point. This 100 ranked defense, yeah, is gonna catch up to them. LSU Orgeron, they look like he just quit on his team. It looked like, I don't know, like that was ridiculous last week. So I'm gonna say Auburn gets it done here. Maybe by a field goal, maybe by a touchdown, but just enough to do this, because obviously that offense can move for Ole
Miss.
Is it
you can almost trust? I mean, is Nick's gotten to a point where you can almost trust that he's gonna be able to do something against this defense?
Yeah, well, I think. This defense, yes, is it slightly improved from a season ago, but it's still bad.
No, I mean, yeah, like I think Bo Nix is good. Like he's shown flashes at times this year where like this could be a game where he shows out and he's just the better. This is the end of the Matt Corral Heisman experience when he gets outdueled by Bo Nix.
He didn't have
a
great game last week.
No, but the stats are still there. And I think when you look at Ole Miss, a public team at this point, you know, for the reasons you mentioned, Lane Kiffin and everything else, this Auburn team, very under the radar.
And very how radar. Disgusting was it that Ole Miss put Mannings in the end zone? What a fucking terrible university. I hope they fucking never win another game.
Oh, just this pathetic. Is why, this is why Colby
just
took
pathetic. Auburn. Just trying to recruit a 16-year-old, putting Manning in the end zone. I get it. They're retiring Eli's jersey too.
It is what do you mean they're, you, they put Manning there because of Eli.
That
Manning.
Is horrible.
Don't
that
over. Don't horrible. Look into it. You're like my daughter thinking that everyone's out to get them.
I would if ECU ever did Jeff Blake in the end zone, I would stop rooting
you,
for ECU.
You would love it.
No, I
you would
not.
Love it. He called out no, the footwork
not.
Problem. With
no,
Patrick
I would
Mahomes
not. That is ridiculous. He that called is absolutely because you're catering to getting a sophomore, Colby,
how many,
a 16-year-old.
Not to get off topic, but how many people were calling out Patrick Mahomes for his footwork this summer? Jeff Blake was. All right.
Was it so this summer?
Stand
oh,
down.
He's a legend for sure. Just don't put his name in the end zone.
Time's moving right? really slow.
XFL Jim, friend of the program. He's on Ole Miss all day. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Jim. Let's do it. Penn State heads to Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State's laying 18.5. Penn State +650, 59.5 on the total. Oh, Penn State coming off a 9 overtime loss.
Embarrassing.
I'm glad I ended up picking the points there with Illinois. Stone was, of course, all on. He was on the under there. Good call there by the Stone man.
Nine overtimes in the under still
and
hit.
It still hit. That's pretty hilarious. I think Penn State is going to be alive for this game. I think this was. They were looking past Illinois pretty clearly.
Definitely were. Yeah.
18.5 is just too much, too big of a number with this Penn State team coming off a loss.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is Clifford's health? That's my biggest
concern.
He looks
horrible. You can't bet on that.
He didn't look healthy.
And what concerns me is if he at that level was the best that they had and they don't have a backup that he shouldn't have been playing. Like, not a hot take to say it, but if you watch the game, he just didn't look like he was moving.
No, that's what I'm saying. You almost felt bad for him because.
And if you're Penn State and you don't have anything else at that point, I can't imagine he's going to be 100%.
But at the same time,
and now he's going against an Ohio State defense that they have.
Get out of here.
They've not been great. But they have the kind of guy they can take him out of the game is my point.
You want to know that the national media is just so in love with Ohio State because they whooped up on Akron, Rutgers, Maryland, and Indiana.
I'm not high on what they've done. I'm high on the fact that they have five-star beast defensive linemen that if one of them hits Clifford the wrong way, he's out of the game. And they've shown us they don't have anything behind him. So if one of the narratives that he doesn't reach the end of this game, they absolutely cover this by a mile, lay the points. This gets to 21. Maybe not. I don't know, but I'm laying it.
I'm on Penn State to take the points. I mean, look at Ohio State's defense. They say Ryan Day is such an amazing coach. He's done this stuff, and I'm not trying to take shots at Day.
Also, it does seem like this would be the perfect time for the Big Ten to mess up their own playoff spot by Penn State coming in there and getting an outright victory.
That would be very
Penn State fun. Plays them well. Franklin plays them well. That's what I'm saying. So I think that's too many points. So give me Penn State in the points.
Penn State just tied Illinois guys.
Remember? No, they beat or they lost to them. They didn't tie. Tie would have been better. Georgia.
I'm calling it a tie.
Laying 14.5 in the neutral field. Jacksonville, Florida. World's largest cocktail party. Georgia Lane 14.5. I liked it at 14 a little better, but I'm still going to take -14.5. I mean, this Florida team's I guess maybe you could argue this is their get up game, but I mean, Georgia is just dominating teams. That Kentucky backdoor insane cover, maybe that throws people off the Georgia scent a little bit, but just watching that game, they just dominate. And especially with that front seven, I think Georgia's defense is going to control the game. Give me the dogs all day. Colby, you taking Florida here?
Gator, buddy. Yeah. Let's go. It's too many points. 14.5. There's a rivalry game. I've been down to this game. A lot of fun. And I just feel like we still don't know how good Georgia's offense can be. Now, Florida's defense, not great. Florida's obviously not in the top 25.
They'll be tested in this one. I think both getting points, weeks off.
Yeah, you'll get a chance to scheme up and you know, maybe Mullen can he's on the hot seat a little bit. So he needs a
I think Sean might be right. But I think Florida's gonna put him to the test. And we'll see. We'll at least find out if Georgia can play a game where they're gonna have to score some points. Everyone's obviously smashing Georgia for good reason. And I think there's a premium here. And to Colby's point, this game tends to be tight. And I think Florida has shown us that they can pop their head up and kind of be a little annoying in these situations and play these games to the end. So I'm going to take the points as well. Just a little too much. You know, my model has it at the 13.5, Sean. So pretty premium number jumping over there.
Got the key number. Well, that's the thing. They need some. They need to get some dead money, so they're giving you that hook.
This is a scary spot for Georgia fans. If you're a Georgia fan,
come on, Squares. Come on, you want that half a point? That's a sharp play.
If you're a Georgia fan,
oh, come on, rivalry game, lot of points.
If you're a Georgia fan, you're scared.
No, Georgia is not scared. They're the best team in the.
They're
going to win the championship.
This game scares you a little bit.
No,
just remember, Georgia Tech has a national championship more recently than Georgia.
Yeah, all that changes this year.
Love that. I love that nugget is right in the front of the brain.
SMU times. SMU heads to Houston. Houston laying one total sit at 62.5. Oh, I don't know, man. This is tough. Houston's been good at home, 3-0. That's kind of the deciding factor for me, but I could be talked out of it. Colby, what are you doing?
It is tough. Both coaches, former Mike Leach disciples. So, you know, this is the Leach Bowl. You know what, man? Give me SMU. Chip on a shoulder. They didn't get the Big 12 invite.
Is that what?
This is a tough game to handicap, man.
Players are going to go out there and. I mean, it just seems like you want to fade SMU. Just they're getting buzz. To me, like this is one of those narrative games where Houston is somehow a shorter home favorite than they should be, and I think SMU is getting a lot of buzz. I think SMU as a team is playing well. They're doing some things. They're winning people money, and I think this is the game where Houston kind of shows up puts a stop to it. Give me Houston minus one.
Let's go Houston.
I again, just a pure situation play. Just a pure
situation. I'm a situational handicapper.
Sometimes.
and certainly I love this situation for the Utes at home, 7 o'clock West Coast kick. UCLA backbreaking loss. Chip losing to his former team, Oregon there. Had a shot late, couldn't get it done. Backbreaking pick. I think this was at 4 earlier. It's all the way up to 6.5. Utah's favorite at home. UCLA plus 200, a money line dog. But man, this is Utah just smashes at home. This is a great spot for them.
Yeah.
UCLA coming off the dream crusher. I love all the narratives, love all the angles. Give me Utah.
Yeah, you got to take it. I think, right, especially right now, Dorian Thompson Robinson obviously got injured on the final drive against.
Yeah, what's his status? And
he didn't throw at practice today. So until then, you can't take.
I was gonna. That's the only note I have.
You that's can't, why I'm a freshman and, quarterback on the road in Salt Lake City. Fuck that elevation, and just.
You know, recency bias fading at Utah coming off that game. Now, like, horrible situation, horrible location. Now, great spot back at home. Like Sean says, they take care of business there. And I think UCLA is a bit wounded from last week. And even if Tom, even if he plays.
Yeah. Utah coming off a loss too.
No, that's my point. Like they're
going
to
get,
I like them coming home to bounce back. I don't know with the quarterback question marks, if Chip Kelly is going to have this team ready to go at elevation in Utah.
No, it's hard not to see Chip Kelly when he's fucking up and not think of that Dave Chappelle sketch where he Chip. No, Carson, California, home of the formerly the StubHub Center,
Dignity Health. Baby.
Now it's Dignity Health. Our gal, San Diego State, at home laying one against Fresno State. Fresno State, a plus 100 dog, tough spot for the Aztecs. Grinded out a nice win over Air Force there. A little disappointed. Was thinking Air Force would be able to pull that out, but what are we doing here, Colby? Fresno State's good. The San Diego State only laying one at home.
This is for pretty much the Mountain West Championship. To get there. So
that's why San Diego State will choke and lose.
Yeah, right? I think. Well, I just think Fresno State has too much offense. San Diego State's a run heavy, good defense, good special teams, but Fresno State is explosive, man. Those wideouts, the Rivers, the running back. Give me Fresno State. I just think once they give up a couple of touchdowns, I don't think San Diego State has the firepower to get back in there.
I know our gals, and they know how to, you know, work their way up there and then disappoint you in a weird spot. It's this game. I think Colby nailed it. If this happens to turn into a scoring contest, San Diego State can't do it. Although we did cash with my dog as San Diego State last week. So love the program. Happy for you. But unfortunately, I think they fall short this week.
Yeah. I'm on Fresno State catching a point there. I mean, just take it. Well, just take the point. You never know what could happen.
Rashad Penny got some play tonight.
Yeah, he did. Monday Night Football. Nice little sign there for the gals and our institution there. So yeah, not a huge angle, but I think Fresno State is just a pretty tough team, and I think traveling down to Carson's not going to be too much of an ask for them. They'll be up for this game. Yeah, our gals will have their hands full. Fresno State, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, the kids from Central California coming down to SoCal beat the shit out of some some bros.
Yeah, I mean, where's the Diaz brothers from? Stockton, Fresno's
that's
not
right there, man.
As far as just like tough dudes, Fresno's probably not that far off. All right, let's close things out. Time for the lock, dog, tease, and bonus lock. Kramer, you want to kick things off?
Sure, Sean. I'd be happy to. For my lock, I think Bo Nix shows up. I think Auburn, as XFL Jim pointed out in the chat, they rely on him to be big. He's going to be big in this game. Lay the 2.5 against Ole Miss. As Colby pointed out, no defense. Dog, easy. West Virginia plus 200. Tease. Whew. There are some nasty ones here, but let's take Texas to 8.5. We'll go through some actual key numbers there. We'll take, let's take Fresno up to 7, do a responsible part, And then the last leg of the tease, Ohio State down to 12.5 through the key numbers of 14 and 13.
It's your bonus lock, Ryan.
Well, you know, I had a bonus lock and then I threw it out because I decided it was a horrible play. And I think, I don't know, I would love Colby's opinion on the future of Mac Brown at UNC.
He's going to be in a retirement home next year.
Does it not seem like the ship's a little leaky right now?
It is a little leaky.
And they're now going to Notre Dame against a well-coached Brian Kelly team. I hate betting on Notre Dame, but I just think this Notre Dame team is the kind of team that can hit this North Carolina team in the mouth. And when they've been hitting the mouth this season, they have gone down and they have stayed down. Shocked to see it was only 3.5. I'm trying to see what the number at the win is right now, Sean. But we're gonna lay the points with Notre Dame. I truly think that, like, this could be a blowout. This is Mac Brown gonna be the coach there next year?
Maybe one more year.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, does it not
seem like the team is falling apart? Like whatever bag dropping
it's
occurs.
It's the ACC.
But
they're still alive.
All right.
Everyone's alive in the ACC.
Notre Dame rolls. This North Carolina team's broken.
All right. So what's the number? Notre Dame 3?
3.
Okay. Giving yourself that extra hook. I get it.
I'm looking at it right now.
All right, my lock. Give it to me. Utah -6.5. Get that in now.
Wow. Really locking up, going against Chip.
Yeah.
Fuck. Is it personal?
No, it's just a perfect for a situational handicapper like myself. Perfect spot for the Utes. Oh man, it's hard not to take that West Virginia +200. Do I go back to that? Well, you know what? Just despite Ryan's lock, give me Ole Miss +120. You know what's going to happen is Auburn's going to win by one. Ole Miss +120 for my tease.
We both can't win when you do that. It's not cool. Just throwing negative energy out there.
Yeah, you can live with it, Ryan. UCF down to -4.5. I mean, yeah, they're gonna take care of Temple. I don't mind teasing Ole Miss up 2.5, but I'm not gonna include it in there. West Virginia, which I do like, I guess I'll go up to 13. Although I don't even think they need it. But I just like getting that involved there. And then I'll also do Fresno +7. For my bonus lock, Kansas gave Oklahoma a scare.
That was a bullshit call too.
They really got robbed.
On the Hail Mary or the handoff there.
That would have been awesome if that's how we cashed our over one, Colby.
Sean, yeah. Did you see the total in the Iowa Wisconsin game?
No,
it's 36.
That's good football.
That is getting Colby excited.
That's the way football should be played, right?
My bonus lock officially, Oklahoma State coming off a loss when they're right there playing Kansas, laying 30. They're gonna roll it up. Statement game for Van Gundy. Man,
will Kansas get
you
to that
Van
over?
Gundy?
Van Gundy. You know.
Sure, anyone Gundy. All right. What am I doing here? Let's go. My lock, it will be this one. Come on. It's
Mike Gundy, of course.
You got
it. Did I say Van
you
Gundy?
Said Van Gundy.
Is yeah. Van Gundy
Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy.
All the Gundys. You're telling me he's not related to those two other guys? Come on. Doesn't he seem like the lost brother?
Yeah,
he's they all like have the, interesting hair
Joe
choices.
Dierte
Jeff Van Gundy
family.
Looks like the bad guy in Ghost. You know, it's like in the train. He's like, get off my train. You know what I'm talking about? I'm quoting the Swayze movie. I don't know. Look, this is the lock right here, guys. The lock is Texas is going to beat Baylor at Baylor.
So you're making it Texas +2.5 is your lock.
Yep. And the dog Navy +300. Let's go Midshipman.
God damn. Do you love this country?
Go yes. On. Yes.
You're going to hit one dog this year. Let's
one
go.
Of these ones has got to hit. Let's go for the teaser. I'm with you on the West Virginia up to 13.
Okay.
Give me UCF down to 4.5.
Yeah, that's
This
the
is
right number.
Classic Colby teaser.
And let's take Navy up to 17.
I love what you're doing.
Navy up to 17. What's your bonus lock?
Guys, this one should have made the list, but it's my boys. So I had to, Oregon minus 24 against Colorado in Eugene. That is easy money.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. Cal was just never in question.
I almost predicted that score perfectly. I said Colorado would get 3 points. They won't be able to get more than three on Cal. I was wrong on Cal score. I thought Cal would score 20. They scored 26. But I mean, Colorado's horrible.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, someone in the chat did have a question. Mississippi State, Kentucky. Any thoughts there? I almost have to go Kentucky. They're coming off a bye, right?
Yeah, but Hail State. It's
like, goddamn. Vanderbilt's
a bye too. You know?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I'm a little worried about Lee. She's distracted. If you guys saw that, Colby played it for me, the Halloween Halloween clip. He's gonna be loading up on sugar. Might not be at a top.
The candy corn thing is spot on though, because back in the day, you would get like they wouldn't even package them. They would just put random candy corn on that shit. That's a foul move.
Oh, and that, I mean that was back when you had to have your parents check the candy for needles. Which, by the way, carry that tradition on because it allows me to make sure that I get my
dad,
pick.
Of Dad's got to get a little taste.
When I was a kid, one of my best friends who was smaller than me, and luckily I tied my shoes. We're going house to house because some like 25-year-old dude just runs and blasts my friend, steals all of his candy. Right?
What neighborhood
one of the
is
greatest
this?
Sounds like something Patty C would
one
do.
Of the greatest moves I've ever seen.
Just trucks. One of my kids.
I mean, absolutely hilarious. Hit. And it was great because like we're counting no our seats. Candy and our buddy's like, he has none. And he's like, can I have some of yours? And we're like, no. You got your ass whooped.
Walk around with a sleeping bag and just come home and just eat candy all night. Did you see I saw an image. I did nothing to further investigate this, but I saw someone post a Mike Leach rumor that he doesn't pay attention to practice the whole time, and he's often on the sideline listening to a Rosetta Stone learning Spanish. It looked like it was a screenshot from like a Reddit thread. Seemed believable.
I could buy that for sure.
Hola, me llamo Mike Leach.
That is, he's truly transcendent as a leader. He's being fully transparent, letting his assistants take care of everything.
SGPN Mike Leach, real men of D-gens.
Oh, he would get it. He would love that.
Sports Gambling Podcast.
Thank you guys, as always, for tuning into the show. Make sure you also subscribe to the College Football Experience, College Basketball Experience right around the corner.
2 weeks.
Check out the MLB Gambling Podcast World Series coverage and their $200 giveaway they got cooking over there. So make sure you check those out as well. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. If you haven't already, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever great pods are found, and keep up with the reviews. Just gave out a winner. So if you recently reviewed, make sure you head over to @GamblingPodcast on Twitter. See if I picked your review for your chance to win free gear. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Muddy Green, and he is Ryan.
Sean Hot. Private school ACC action. Duke getting way too many points. If you want a bonus lock,
Kramer, let it crash.